Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coco's who is chasing the ball. Babe reaches third base with a triple. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to home to get Babe. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. One out. Dick Coco's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coco's is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coco's takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Kai Thomas now playing left field. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dyke. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Young reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. Larson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Larson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Larson moves to third. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokoz takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bird settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Courtney scores. Young moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-4 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sievers moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Maury Martin. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.